And it's going to be Miller yet again. Deflected and in. Australia leads. Miller yet again. Despite a touch by Escobar, and are Australia on their way to Russia? Book your flights, get your match tickets. Australia are going to a fourth consecutive World Cup.
Robbie, it's what we wanted, mate, and we're celebrating this morning.
Yeah, Ange, mate, I'll have a VB. Yeah, good on you, mate. Sorry, I was just with Ange.
Yeah. Give us your pricey, mate. It's it was such a lead into this. We wanted to see the win. We got the win, 3-1.
Yeah, and like I said to you, I was always confident. Honduras were a poor side at this level of competition, and we won. We deserved to win. Over the two leagues, we completely dominated. Let's be honest, the tie should have been dead after the first game, if we had got the goals our performance deserved. But, you know, I came back. I was a little bit nervous and tense first half. No surprise there. Like, they didn't have a shot at goal. I mean, people need not get carried away. It's a fantastic result. It's the one we need, but it's the one that we should have had a long time ago. But we're there. That's the main thing. And forget about everyone else. It's great for the players. It's great for the coach. It's great for the game. The game needs to qualify for the World Cup. When you are in a country where your sport is not number one, it is imperative that we make the World Cup every 4 years.
Yes,
and, we're going fourth consecutive, and it's fantastic for the federation and everyone involved. Let's hope we can sort out all the bullshit that's been happening with the FFA. That's the next focus now, which will happen in the next couple of weeks. The clubs are up in arms. So that needs to be sorted out. I'll tell you now, it could be a dark month ahead in respect to what happens at that level for some people. I'm not saying for the game. The game's going to be fine. But that's all in the future. At the moment, we celebrate the fact that we're going to Russia. Mark Bosnich has now stepped up his Russian lessons, learning the language. I think he was happier than Timmy Cahill. it's good. Great for the game.
Robbie, will you go over, mate? Is that a gig that you'll do?
I certainly hope not.
Okay.
I would much prefer to do it from this country. I've been to enough World Cups in my time.
Yeah.
I don't need to go, but if it happens and I have to go, well, of course I'd love to go and support the Socceroos. But there's no plan. We at Fox Sports don't have the rights to the World Cup, so I certainly won't be going unless there's a dramatic change in in that scenario. Maybe the big sports breakfast might have to.
Maybe
see
we
I
will.
Don't know.
We never know. Yeah. I can see us getting
around. I doubt it, but you never know.
Yeah, Robbie, you were a lot more optimistic at halftime than some others, and it was a pretty flat opening 45, but you were always pretty confident listening to you on the coverage that, this is going to pan out pretty well for us.
I was supremely confident because although the first half was flat, we had all the ball, and look, I know you can talk about, Italy had all the ball against Sweden. Completely different class level to what we were playing. And look, I'm not being disrespectful to Honduras, but there was a gulfing class between the two sides. That was apparent in the first half, although we didn't have the chances that our possession suggested we should have made.
Yeah.
I was always confident they didn't have a shot at goal. They didn't
not one,
really... Yeah. I think Al Vidinas, the player who came in, who was quite quick, had one run where he nearly got past our last defender. And that was the only highlight we could show at halftime.
Yeah.
Look, we just grind teams down. And it's true. I think Matty Ryan said that after the game. And sooner or later, they break. Now, they haven't always done in this qualifying campaign. And, the group gets what it's deserved, which is what I heard all evening last night. Well, it was a rocky road.
Yeah.
Which started 12 months ago. We should have qualified a lot easier than we did.
That's true.
But
we're there.
All that aside, we deserve to win over those two legs against Honduras. We did it comfortably in the end, and I'm not surprised at all.
Okay. Yeah, and the star performance. I mean, there were the bigger names stood up. I thought Robbie.
Yeah.
Yednak, the triple was stunning.
Yeah, look, in times of trouble or in times of need, it's to your experienced players you look. And, you know, I give Ange Postecoglou a lot of credit for bringing in Mile Yednak without having played 90 minutes from the Confederation Cup. People might say it was a no-brainer. Well, not every coach would have done it. They would have maybe stuck him on the bench. But he was colossal in over the two legs. He was fantastic in the first one. And in this one, he stepped up. Sainsbury was excellent in the second half. Cahill worked hard. All of our experienced players, stood up. We didn't have a poor performance, and I'm not surprised we didn't.
Hey, Robbie, this is just an aside. It's more for me than everybody else. But Aaron Moy, who I love watching play, he seemed to be always on the left hand side, but he doesn't have a left foot.
Yeah, look,
is that right or not?
Well, I think it's the way he plays more to the left, particularly when Rogic plays, who's ironically left-footed. So you think maybe he'd be on the left, but you know, so often in modern football you play with inverted wingers, although they're not at all wingers, but players with, you know, comfortable on the other foot on the other side of the pitch. So, yeah. You know, the two games weren't really the type of games that that where Aaron Moy was going to stand out. Look, I thought he was, over the two legs, more than satisfactory.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering you think if you're going to be on that left-hand side, you'd have a left...
Yeah, well, we don't have a lot of left-footed players. Yeah. If the truth be honest.
Okay.
In the front third, we don't have a left-footed winger, really. So you've got to play with what you've got. I think the balance in midfield was fine, and I think Aramoy was good, rarely gave away possession, and there'll be bigger stages for, that was a pretty big stage, but
yeah.
I'm talking about the World Cup, there are bigger things ahead for him.
Yeah, oh, he's a fantastic player. Mate, 1:15 today, Robbie, Peru.
Yeah, it's the last place.
Yeah, Peru up against the Kiwis, so this is the last spot left up in the entire World Cup. Peru are very, very short. Obviously, this game is in Peru at $1.20 up against our Kiwi mates, $15. The draw, $6. Do you just expect Peru to be winning?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Typical place to go, Lima.
Yeah.
Look, I liken it a little bit like our result in Honduras. Yeah, we drew nil all. Peru drew nil all in New Zealand. Should have won. We should have won in Honduras. It's a little bit similar. I think nothing against New Zealand, but they've come up with a tough opposition. They needed to win their home league. So, you know, I would put Peru in a little bit like they'll be feeling probably like we were bringing Honduras home.
Okay.
They'll be feeling supremely confident, but you never know.
Okay.
You never know. And hopefully it'll be great to see those across the Dutch get to the World Cup with us.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
It would be great.
Particularly on the back of some of the sides that have missed out, countries like Italy, Netherlands, the United States of America, Chile, the Ivory Coast, and Ghana. To think that little Australia and little New Zealand could get to a World Cup is terrific. Robbie, thanks for your time. We chat again tomorrow.
See you later, boys.